Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. We are watching The End of Time Part 2, or just all of The End of Time. It's just been going for ages. All the world has turned into the Master. Wilf is tied up alongside the Doctor, who's in chains. And the Master mocks the Doctor, and Wilf's like, let him go. And the Master's like, oh, Dad's still kicking up a fuss. And Wilf's like, I'd be proud if I was his dad. Oh, cute Wilf. Then Wilf's phone starts ringing, which freaks the Master out, because he's like, everyone on the planet is me, and I'm not phoning you. So who's that? The Master goes through Wilf's clothes. He finds the old revolver. This old thing. Every time anyone goes to get a phone off Wilf, the gun comes out. Wilf's Chekhov's gun. He finally gets the actual phone, and the caller ID says it's Donna. And Donna's like, Dad, or Grandpa, sorry, I need help. The Master's like, why didn't she change? And Wilf says, oh, the Doctor, he did something to her, the meta crisis. And the Master's like, oh, he loves playing with Earth girls. Like they're Barbie dolls. Oh my God, like my sister. Like my sister's Barbies used to hang out with my Tom Baker doll. Like they were all like much taller than him. Like I don't know why Tom Baker was not, you know, my Doctor Who doll was not the same, because he's quite a tall man, Tom Baker. But I don't know why, like, my Doctor Who dolly that I had when I was a kid was smaller than the Barbies, but he was a good head shorter than all of them. So it looked a bit odd. And, oh, my God, my sister used to make Barbie wear his hat, which I think I still have the hat, but I don't have the scarf anymore. And the scarf was often pressed into service as a Barbie swimsuit. Like, each side of the scarf would just go out from downstairs up past the buzzers and then tie around the neck. Like that was a Barbie swimsuit made of my Doctor Who scarf, and that's probably where it still is, maybe in an op shop somewhere. So if you've got a Barbie that's got something that looks suspiciously like a Doctor Who scarf as bathers, and possibly she's got very possibly a mohawk hairdo that has been painted with purple nail polish, then that's my sister's Barbie. She did some interesting things with those dollies. I used to, like, she had, like, the Barbie bubble bath, which was just, like, it was, like, a spa thing, and you could put Barbie in it, and you pressed a button, and bubbles would come out. I don't know whether it was meant to be that Barbie was flatulent or whether it was like meant to, maybe you were meant to put like dishwashing detergent in it and make actual bubbles pop up instead of just like a couple of bubbles from a push of a button, which is because really did look like Barbie was like, oops, I've had a whoopsie in the bath. Anyway, when I used to play Barbies with my sister, there was a character who just wouldn't get out of the bath. She went to a wedding in the bath. Like, he just rolled down the aisle, like, yes, yes, I'm coming, but in the bath. Anyway, well, this has been Bath Time with Barbie. So the master, oh my God, I forgot I was talking about Doctor Who. The master orders another master to trace the call that Donna's making, and the main master holds the phone up to Wolf's ear and says, "Say goodbye to the freak, granddad." And Wilf just yells for Donna to get out of there and run for her life. So she starts running down the laneway where she is. The master has traced the call and tells everyone on Wessex Lane in Chiswick to stop her. And a master pops out from where Donna's running. And at either end of the lane, there's a master. Then there's more masters. And the one closest to Donna says, "I'm still hungry." Oh, no, he's going to eat Donna. And they'll start to advance on her. And Wilf's still yelling, "Run, run, run away." And then Donna starts seeing the giant wasp again in her head. She's like, "Oh, my head hurts. It's getting hotter and hotter." And Wilf's like, "Don't think about that." And then she sees in her mind's eye the doctor standing in the rain. Was that the first episode, The Runaway Bride, when she's like, you know, you need someone to stop you? And so she sees the doctor in the rain and... oh, regeneration energy explodes out of her and it knocks all of the masters down, and then she just collapses in a heap on the ground. The doctor appears to be grinning, even though he has a mask on, and the master looks confused while Wilf yells, "Donna, Donna, are you there, Donna?" The master rips off the doctor's face mask, and the doctor says, "Really? Do you think I'd leave my best friend without a defense mechanism?" And Wilf asks what happened, and the doctor said, "She's fine. She'll just get some sleep." At this point, I would like to ask if the, like, did the master think that this kind of energy explosion was going to go off every time he went down to see Donna, so he just never tried again? Because it feels like if he is everyone on Earth, there's someone in the next street that could pop along and then grab her and do whatever he was going to do to her before she exploded. Like, it feels like this feels like a plot hole, especially with the master being able to do anything. Anyway... the master asks where the doctor's TARDIS is. So that's his, you know, he's done with Donna. He's moved on to where's the TARDIS. And the doctor starts complimenting him, saying, "You're a genius. You know, you could be so brilliant. You could be so much more." And the doctor said, "It would be my honor to travel with you." And he's like, "You don't need to own the universe. Just the privilege of seeing it should be enough." And the master asks if that will stop the noise in his head. He's like, "I don't know what I'd be without that noise." And the doctor wonders what he would be without the master. And then when Wilf asks what noise, it is the perfect opportunity for the master to explain all the things that happened in the last time he was on the show. So we get like that flashback to the master on Gallifrey. He's like, "You know, it began when we were children." He says, "Not so much childhood, it was a life of duty. You know, at 8 years old, I was taken for initiation to stare into the untempered schism," which the doctor explains is a gap in the fabric of reality where you can see into the time vortex and it hurts. They have some rude hazing on Gallifrey by the sounds of things, especially because they're kids. Like, it's, I know they live to be a million years old, but like, at least let them have a childhood of like 200 years. Like eight. The master apparently looked into it and heard it calling for him, the never-ending drums. On Gallifrey, the president says the untempered schism again, and we see it above them on the hologram. So it's like a, you know, like a big hole in the world with the time vortex in it. You know, the time vortex from the opening of the show. And the other Time Lord who's there says the Master heard a drum beat and the President calls it a warrior's march. And the Time Lord's like, no, it's more just a symptom of insanity. And then old mate Brambleface Tats starts tapping out the four beats the Master heard. And the President recognises it as the heartbeat of a Time Lord. And the Master tells the Doctor to listen to it. And the Doctor's like, well, let's find it, you and me. And the Master's having a realisation. He's like, oh, that noise, that now exists within 6 billion heads. And then he has his weird glowy skeleton moment, as he's having a few of, and he collapses. And the Doctor's like, you're still dying. The immortality gate wasn't enough. And the Master said, that body was born from death. It's always dying. And then the Master asks about the Doctor's prophecy that he's heard about the end of time. And he goes, what if I'm part of it? And the drum beat that I'm hearing is coming from the end of time itself. He goes, with my 6 million minds, I can triangulate the source. And he goes, that's what your prophecy was. It was me. And then the Master slaps the Doctor, which is quite shocking, and says, where is the TARDIS? And the Doctor's like, stop and think. And then the Master orders one of himself, who has a gun and a helmet, to kill Wilf. And the Doctor counters by saying, after all this time, you're still bone dead stupid. 6 billion pair of eyes and you can't see the obvious. At which point the Master with the gun and the helmet on takes aim at Wilf. And the Master says, see what? Oh, see what indeed. Oh, my God. This is a very tense scene. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to fan myself while I work it out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.